Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. Of course, that's Mountain Standard Time. Got a little bit of a crisp one in the valley this morning, although I think this cold front is finally starting to move out. We are currently sitting at minus 14 degrees Celsius, and the winds are out of the east and northeast 10 kilometers an hour at minus 20 is what they're calling for on a wind chill there, if you're into the wind chills. Humidity is sitting at 58% and barometric pressure 101.5 kilopascals and falling. Now, today they're calling for cloudy periods with a chance of flurries in the southern sections with a high of minus 8. Going to be sad to not see the sun. Well, at least that's what they're calling for, but man, the last week we've had some beautiful sunny weather, and tonight we're going down to minus 13, partly cloudy, chance of flurries with a 60% chance tomorrow with a high of minus 6 degrees. Sunday, we've got some sunshine with a few clouds, high of minus 5, and that looks like when we're starting to move back into our warmer weather here with Monday starting off with highs of minus 3, Tuesday high of 1, Wednesday high of 2, and Thursday high of 3. But they are calling for possibilities of snow or rain. I guess we'll see. That's a long way away, and you know how those guys like to forecast weather. Not that great, yeah. Anyway, I thought today we'd start off with a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd off of the Second Helping album. Oh, no, this is from the very first album, 1973, just called, pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the name of the song, Give Me Three Steps, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah. not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused from the first Led Zeppelin album of 1969, going out there for you. And it is 7:45 minus 14 degrees here in the Grasson Valley, and going up to minus 8 today is what they're calling for. Quarter to the hour, you know what that means. We have a couple of interesting tidbits for this day in Canadian history. And let's see, the very first one that we have is out of London, England, in 1867, when Lord Carnarvon, Secretary of the State for the Colonies, introduces a draft bill into the House of Lords to unite the provinces of Canada, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia. It is called the British North American Act. And in 1976, this is big news out of Toronto. Toronto Maple Leaf captain Daryl Sittler, centering a line with Lanny McDonald and Errol Thomas, scores 6 goals on Boston Bruin goalie Dave Reese. He adds 4 assists in an 11-4 victory for a record 10 points in one game, and a feat unequaled by NHL history, even by Wayne Gretzky. Sittler wound up the season with 100 points, the first player in Leaf history to reach that plateau. Way to go, Daryl. Let's see, 1920, we have a birthday here, Oscar Brand, folk singer, born on this day in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Can't say I'm familiar with Oscar. And I had one more note here. Where was it? I thought it was a good one, actually, from the 40s. I think it was the 40s. Come on, where are we at here? I can't believe it. I had it right here. Oh, here we are. 1922, that's where it was, out of New York City. Lila Oxen Wallace and her husband, DeWitt Wallace, sell the first 5,000 copies of their new magazine, The Reader's Digest, the most read periodical in history, with a current circulation of over 15 million. Lila was born in 1889 in Verdun, Manitoba. There you go. All right, we've got some Aerosmith standing by here on South Kootenai Radio from the Toys in the Attic album. 1975 was the release date on this one. Walk This Way, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein there. Of course, taken from the album They Only Come Out at Night, and that one was released in 1972. And I see we're at the top of the hour here, and you know what that means. We're supposed to have a 4-minute, 30-second news update, but because of all the Olympics coming up and the legalities of posting information too early or anything like that, they're under the gun, so we're just going to have a short 23-second blurb here, I guess we could call it, just to let you know what's going on. And I haven't decided whether to try to slide in some other news updates like that. We'll have a quick listen here, see what they say.
Let me take you to the movie. Can I take you to the show? Let me be yours ever truly. Can I make you go? I just wanna be, 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 problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Pink Floyd, Run Like Hell, finishing up this day in rock and roll history for February the 7th, I should say. And particular album on their first live gig in 1981 in sponsoring of the album tour, I guess. What else we have there? Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. That one going to number one for Paul in 1976. Shocking Blue with Venus. That one hitting the top of the charts in 1970. Let's see. We had some... I think I played some Status Quo there, celebrating a bass player, Alan Lancaster's birthday, born on this day in 1949, the bass player of the band. And we started things off with Three Dog Night with one man band, Jimmy Greenspoon, the keyboard player. Stay tuned again Monday. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. But in the meantime, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, minus 14 degrees. And we're supposed to go up to minus 8, and they're calling for cloudy conditions today with possibly light snow over the southern sections of the Kootenays. Over in Vancouver, cloudy, minus 5. Look at that, minus 29 and cloudy in Yellowknife. Minus 21 and cloudy in Calgary. Minus 27 in Regina. Although the sun's shining there, they're happy about that. Blowing snow in Toronto, minus 13 degrees, minus 11 and sunny in Fredericton, minus 6 with some little bit of sun and flurries in Halifax, and minus 9 in St. John's, Newfoundland. Don't forget about the Crescent Valley Thundercats taking on the Kimberley Dynamiters tonight at 7:30 at the Johnny Busick Arena. Match game for that one they played on Tuesday, I think it was. And to a 4-4 tie, so we'll be looking for a win tonight on the home ice. Okay, we've got some Brian Adams standing by here. Run to you, right here on South Kootenay Radio. We'll be right back. a pretty hard not to like that album, isn't it? Yeah. Got to see the J. Geils Band live years ago, and pretty high-energy stuff, yeah. Anyways, that was from the Full House Live album. That particular album was released in 1972. Looking for a Love, right here on South Kootenai Radio. All right, it's coming up here to the end of the show. It's time for us to do a little bit of a rock history, or not rock history, album highlight, I should say. And I've decided to choose a little bit of Foghat or Savoy Brown. No, this will be early Foghat that I play. And I just thought I'd play some because it was on this day in the year 2000 that Lonesome Dave Beverett, the rhythm guitar and lead singer of the band, passed away of double pneumonia while battling cancer in the year 2000. Anyways, what do we have? Oh, right, the segment... album or artist highlight brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And big thanks going out to those guys. And let's get rolling here. We're going to take three songs from, I think it's the very first Foghat album. It's just simply titled Foghat. It was released in 1972. We're going to start off with a song called Trouble Trouble, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Our artist album highlight today, featuring the music of Foghat and memory of Lonesome Dave passing away on this day in the year 2000. And we had a couple of songs from the first Foghat album there. Actually, I think it might have been the second one. The first one, I think, had those rocks on the front cover. I just forget. But anyways, we had Highway Killing Me, Sara Lee, and Trouble Trouble, all from the 72 release there. Hope you enjoyed that. Also, don't forget about the big sponsor of the segment there, Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, the best-looking building in all of downtown, with that awesome artwork done by one of the local artists there. And of course, get down to that store. They got a brand new paint job in there, and things are looking really sweet. They got lots of great new stock in there. And anyways, say hello to Kevin and Sandy for me. We got a great Hot Chicken and LPs segment on today at noon, where we play the full albums every day on brand new album at 12:05 Mountain Standard Time. And if you miss them, they're rebroadcast again at 9 p.m. And today we're going to be featuring the full album by The Who, Who's Next. I think that one came out in 71 as well. And they don't come much better than that one. Anyway, that's it for the final morning show of the weekday. We'll be back in the big green chair Monday morning for another installment for you. And don't forget, we've got a new edition of the Mountain Jam Show, which will be held on Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And always lots of great tunes on that particular show. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.